Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Before we lose you early on, like we would have done yesterday with a lot of catch-uppers, Josiah does not vomit on today's show.
No, that was yesterday. I'm a new man today.
Yeah, you're feeling fresh?
I haven't eaten in 36 hours, but she'll be right.
Good, you needed that. You're getting a little bit pudgy.
I know. I was shredding for something. I'm shredding for Easter. That's what I'm doing. This weekend, lots of chocolate.
True. You would have made a lot of room by now.
Kiss me. I'm full of chocolate.
Hey, you don't talk about vomiting on today's show, but you do talk about another bodily function.
Yeah, it comes out of your bottom and it's called...
I'm not going to say the word.
Well, I'm not allowed to say it because my grandmother downloads our catch-up and she doesn't like that word. Sorry, Grandma.
Do you know what? Instead, why don't we just use this?
That's better.
Much classier, that's for sure.
My girlfriend hasn't spoken to me in a few days. It's all because of something I did that included that sound effect.
Put two and two together. Not difficult to, really. Hey, there's heaps more in this catch-up as well. Ivan from Batch in Paradise talks to us. It's a loose chat, my God.
Loose chat.
We didn't really know what to talk to him about because he hasn't come on the show yet. He was on The Bachelorette for a hot second, so we kind of just... tore him to shreds a bit.
Yeah,
in a nice way.
To his face as well. I love that. Bonnie Anderson, love that girl. She's from Neighbours, singer as well. She comes and debuts her new single with us.
Yeah, so enjoy the catch up. Hopefully you can eat the whole way through this time, unlike yesterday. We'll speak to you again soon.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Josiah. Guess what? Unicorns are real.
No, I still don't believe you, and I don't know why you're saying this.
Okay.
I'm not a skeptic. Mm-hmm. I'm just a man of facts.
All right. Well, let me introduce you to a man named Michael Foster. He's a stock agent. He lives in South Australia, and he has just saved the life of an animal because he believes it's a unicorn. And you know what? I believe him too. So basically, he was, you know, getting the sheep ready to send off to meet their maker. And
what do you mean, meet their maker? As in God?
Just go on a little vacation.
Oh, to get slaughtered so we can
eat
it? Good morning, vegans.
Whoa. I was trying to put it politely.
I'm pretty sure they slit their throats when they first do it, don't they?
Are you kidding me right now? Stop it. It's so early.
It's how it works.
Stop it.
Again, I say good morning, vegans.
Let's go back to Michael Foster, the stock agent. And he sees this little creature that he's called Joey, right? And Joey has a horn growing directly out from the middle of his head.
So it's a sheep with a horn on its head.
No, it's a unicorn.
Okay, give me the definition of a unicorn.
An animal with a horn coming out of its head.
Oh, if it's as generic as that, then yes, you're right. But any person could have some sort of growth coming out of the middle of their forehead. And
they would be a unicorn. If I suddenly grew a horn, I would expect people to want to ride me and call me a unicorn.
Oh, wow. If you grew a horn from the middle of your head, I think it's called something else.
And that's just what you are, generally. Something head. Anyway, so Michael's looked at this horn, Joey, and this sheep, I should say, Joey, and said, I've got to save this guy. He's about to make his meet his maker. And I can't let that happen. So he's gone up to the people who owned him and was like, hey, I want to buy that sheep off you / unicorn. And he gave him 2 cartons of beer. And as a result, got to take Joey home with him.
You're kidding me. Have you got a photo of, what's his name, Joey?
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yes, he's got a little thing coming off the front
I've
of his head.
I've never seen anything like it in all my sheep shearing days.
Are you sure he was a sheep? Maybe he was just some sort of other animal.
Unicorn!
Not a unicorn. There's those animals. Look, you know the walruses that are out in the ocean? And they've got the big horns coming out, whatever those. What are they called? Those seals that have the big...
A sea lion?
Yeah, like that, but they have a tusk coming
out
of
the middle of
it. A seahorse? No, there's one... you know what I'm saying. Walrus with...
Why are you in denial, Josiah? It's a unicorn.
With...
Anyway, so Michael thinks that he's going to become famous from this. Have a listen to him.
In taking the shows and pageants and who knows where we could go. Maybe Hollywood. I'm sure the kids will get a big kick out of having the real-life unicorn. Yeah, we might even do unicorn rides. Who knows?
It's a moneymaker. It's a bloody moneymaker.
So he's just using this sheep to go viral.
Yes, he wants to go to Hollywood with Joey the unicorn, and I'm okay with it.
But Joey's done nothing.
No, Joey's a mythical creature.
No, his mum and his dad were probably brother and sister, and that's why he's got something growing out in the middle of his head. They weren't meant to get married. They weren't meant to have Joey. He's a mistake.
He's not a Tasmanian sheep.
Oh,
come on,
know.
Calm your farm. Calm your sheep farm.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the weird things you've brought home with you from holidays. Because often you'll go on a holiday and you'll see something that you want as a souvenir, and then you'll get it home, and our country's got very strict biosecurity laws. So you try to get it through customs and they're like, oh, what are you doing, bro? You're going to have to pay $1 million to get that fumigated or you can't bring it in, despite the fact you bought it for $10 from a stand in Bali.
Well, they have a whole TV show on it, reality series, Border Security, based on doing exactly this because of the amount of people that try to bring stuff in.
Yeah, I know. Well, what I would have given to have watched an episode of this man. A man's been arrested at Adelaide Airport. He tried to bring something into the country that I just don't understand. A live fish.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. Now, this live fish was not just in his suitcase. It was hanging in a bag around his neck.
Okay, first of all, how did he get it onto the plane in the first place?
Well, the thing is, I don't think they're as strict when you're overseas, especially if he's in Vietnam. I don't think their biosecurity laws are as strict. So you
have you been to Vietnam?
No.
So hang on, how did a fish get around his neck?
Sorry, he came from Malaysia. Actually, Malaysia do have quite strict laws. He's Vietnamese though.
What?
So that's why I got too confused.
Vietnamese came through Malaysia
to
come to Australia with a fish around his neck.
Yeah.
Why did he have a fish around his neck?
Because he wanted a nice little piece of jewellery
to
complement his outfit.
So not only does he look terrible, but he also tried to smuggle a fish head into the country. What an idiot.
You don't know what the fashion trends of 2019 are. Maybe a live fish is...
A live what?
A live fish.
Sorry, a live what?
Is.
Put one of those around your neck.
A live fish.
I hope it's not alive because that would stink.
Wowee, Terry. Oh. This is getting too much. A live fish around his neck is a fashion trend is what I'm trying to say here. My goodness, I need to get to the ads very quickly. So I want to talk this morning about the weird things that you've brought home from an overseas trip. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Have you ever been stopped by customs for anything you've tried to bring back?
Yes.
What was it?
It was the scariest moment of my life. I was like 12 maybe, and I can't even remember where I'd been, somewhere in Malaysia or something, I don't know. And I brought back some shells as a souvenir from the beach, and customs were not happy about that.
They, what, take them off you and they said
no? Yeah, and they were like, what are these? And I was so scared. And I looked up at my parents, I'm like, oh, I just wanted to bring my shells home. And so ever since, I've never bought anything wooden overseas because I know you have to declare it. I get so antsy. I declare like my lollies. If I've got some soothers in my bag, I will declare them.
When I was 8, we were coming back from, where were we? I think we were in Spain. We came back to the country.
Such a traveller.
Yeah, I'm very worldly. They arrested me at the airport because I tried bringing drugs into the country. You can't do that. Didn't even try to hide it. Just had them in my pocket.
He's lying, kids, if you're listening right now. Drugs are bad, don't do that.
There is a story out of the US, I think it was about 10 years ago, there was a guy who said he did it for educational researchers. They found it's so sad actually, a severed seal's head in his bag.
Oh!
He didn't try hiding it. He said he found it on the beach and he was using it for research purposes.
He should have travelled with the guy with the fish, given him a bit of food.
Another question is, why is he trying to go to Adelaide with that? Like, why? If you're coming from Malaysia via Vietnam, why would you fly to Adelaide?
I don't know. He wants to go for a swim at Glenelg Beach.
Yeah, Australia's a stunning country. You've got Melbourne and Sydney. You've got the Great Barrier Reef and you choose to go to Adelaide.
Come to Shep, bro. You know, we've got heaps of live fish here for you. Check out Nagambi. 13, 12, 16. We want to know the weird things you tried to bring back into the country. Don't be ashamed of them. We all have, you know, fallen victim to a souvenir or two when we've been on holidays. Let's go to Benny and Maroopna. Benny, what did you try and bring home?
A girlfriend from New Zealand.
Oh,
you don't do that.
I thought you were going to say Thailand for a second there.
No. No, we were in Kentucky and, things happened on Kentucky and I was like, we can make this work.
Yeah.
And it just was never gonna.
Oh, what are you talking about? Love also always blossoms on Kentucky. It's the best way to find love.
Yeah, but does it blossom when it costs $600 return to just say hello?
Do you know what? My boyfriend lives in Perth. So, yes, it does, Benny, I'm going to say.
We must earn different amounts of money because it is not achievable on my end.
That's a good point. I do
make
heaps.
Ended up happening to her?
Well, we tried for a few months and then I think we both got off that like Kentucky cloud that you float on and just kind of got real with it.
So what we were talking about last week on the show, Jay, remember about being hot in context? Mm. People on Kentucky always way hotter than they are in real life because you're free, you know, you're doing what you're having a couple of drinks every night. Makes sense. Alrighty. Well, I hope you find love again. Have you found love since, Ben?
No, I'm just looking for my next Kentucky tour in a few months' time, so we'll get it done.
Bring one home from Chile or wherever you go.
this This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
There is a new song hitting the airwaves that is an absolute banger. It's by Bonnie Anderson. Here's a bit of it.
I won't turn back time. No, 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 no.
Sorry, it is an absolute cracker. And joining us now to have a quick little chat about it is the very own Bonnie Anderson. Ooh, morning, Bonnie.
Ellie, Josiah, how are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
We are so happy to have you on. This song is incredible. It's like equal parts soulful, equal parts pop. I'm loving it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I actually wrote this song about 3 years ago. So it's kind of crazy that it's like still around, you know?
Heavy lyrics, Bon. What are they about?
All right, so it's pretty deep.
Ooh,
you know, so it's been a bit of a journey for me with songwriting. You know, I've put out a bunch of singles back in the day, and I've kind of taken a bit of time off. And I really just all I want to do now is just to put out really honest and raw storytelling music. You know, so it's almost a little bit scary, but this one's a bit more like about a relationship. You know, having the ups and downs and. It speaks about, you know, the passionate but the toxic side of it, you know, and just finding strength throughout the song. So writing this was kind of like a bit of therapy in a way, you know, and it was nice because I got to speak the truth, and I'm just so excited that it's out, you know. It's been so long coming and people get to hear all the new stuff.
Can I just confirm you didn't write it about me, Bonnie?
Do you know what? No she way. Probably did. It's called Sorry. It's probably, if that was the case, it'd be Sorry I Ever Met You, Josiah Sharla.
No way. I love you way too much, mate.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Now, you two do go a way back, I've heard. I've heard you're great friends. Josiah says he's friends with everyone, though, Bonnie. So can I believe that you guys are actually friends?
Yeah, absolutely, actually. We've been friends for a while, haven't we?
Years.
How long? Well,
how old are you now?
24.
Yeah, really I reckon old. I met you when you were 15, 14, 15.
Yeah, so young.
That's
I have grey hair
crazy.
Now.
Do you really?
Me too, Bunny.
No, I don't know. I'm not grey. I've lived
what
a good life,
mean?
Bon.
No stress for you.
Literally, he's got no stress in the world, and yet he got shingles a couple of weeks ago. Go figure. Like, how do the two correlate?
Hey, Bonnie, how's Neighbours going as well? You enjoying it?
Neighbours is good, man. It's been an absolute pleasure being on that show. So I've just hit a year on the old Neighbours, and I'm loving my character storylines. And I've actually been fortunate enough to sing my song Sorry on the show, and it's kind of, you know, come into my storyline as Bee, who is my character, and she actually writes it about one of her ex-boyfriends. So it's kind of cute. It's like our two worlds collide, you know?
Yeah. What's the craziest storyline you've had so far in Neighbours? Have you had any, like, I don't know, fires or stalkers or plane crashes?
I've had all of them. All of them. I've had fires. I did nearly die the other week in a fire, which was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided to fall asleep in my van, and someone tried to, you know, light it on fire.
As you do.
I've pushed people off cliffs. I've been stuck in containers, shipping containers. It's all drama, but amazing, amazing fun.
This is why we don't hang out anymore, Bonnie.
Just too much work.
That's a lot to happen in 1 year. Ramsey Street's a real hotbed, isn't it, for drama?
I know. They've really put me in the deep end.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing what you get up to next on Neighbours. Any hints about what's coming for your character?
I would like to say just check it out, man. There's some seriously cool storylines coming up, and Rob Mills has just come back, and who plays Finn Kelly, who was my my boyfriend in the beginning, who did all the crazy stuff, locked me in the container.
Did you get back together
Hopefully
with him?
Hopefully not, let me tell you.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a good relationship.
We forgive easy on Neighbours.
Bonnie Anderson.
Yeah, check it out, guys.
Bonnie Anderson, your new single, Sorry, it's out now. Do yourself a favour, Goulburn Valley, download it on iTunes, go to Spotify, do whatever you do, support her. She's a good Victorian girl. We love you very much, Bon, and come up to Shep soon and we'll hang out and have a drink, yeah?
Absolutely. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, Jay, you know what this means.
Star Wars is coming out?
You closed your eyes and like really looked quite blissful when I played that just then.
It's a Tuesday, I'm tired, and this music will make me go to sleep.
Well, I'm here to perk you up, bro. Tuesday, widely known as the most productive day of the week, but sometimes you wake up on a Tuesday and you think, nah, not feeling it. So that's where I step in. E-Chain with the tips on how to make yourself more productive.
E-Chain, are you going to rap it?
Nah, just sometimes I call myself E-Chain, even when I'm not rapping, you know? You ready for productive thought number one?
Not really, but go for it.
Okay, can you just be a bit more positive about this segment? Productive thought number one, always keep a tray in the oven. That way you can chuck your schnitty straight onto it and not have to worry about washing the tray each time because, let's face it, it doesn't get that dirty.
Productive thought.
Well, it does if you got oil in it.
No, you don't put oil in your schnitty.
And what if you had a schnitty in it the week before and all the crumbs are left over in the pot? Yeah, what about those?
That's nice. You just get a bit of extra crunch on your schnitty.
Yeah, but what if you get salmonella poisoning?
You don't get... Salmonella, like, doesn't exist, trust me.
I just had food poisoning yesterday.
Yeah, no, I don't believe in food poisoning.
This time yesterday I was vomiting during the songs because I had salmonella.
Oh, I think if you had salmonella, you'd be a little bit more sick.
I had something.
I thought you'd be off work for a bit longer with salmonella.
I haven't eaten yet in 24 hours.
Well, I don't think it was the crumb of a week-old schnitty that did it to you.
It's probably because I came over to your house for dinner on the weekend and you gave me food off a used tray.
There's nothing wrong with reusing a tray. It doesn't get that dirty.
You're a terrible cook, by the way, as well.
No, I'm a productive thinker. Productive thought number two. Use your hair straightener to iron your clothes. That way you can do both sides of your clothes at once.
Productive thought.
Two things.
Oh, here we go.
Not bad.
Yes.
I'm sure it works.
Yeah.
What if it burns? So just, three things. So that's my second.
Well,
what if it burns?
You could say that about an iron as well.
Good point.
Just don't hold it on for too long.
Third thing. Simple. You've done this one before.
No, I haven't.
You definitely have.
What did I say to you just before we started this talk break?
You're running out of productive thoughts, eh?
I think I'm... We've been doing this segment for a long time now. 13, 12, 16 if you hate it.
Yeah.
Productive thought number three. I feel like maybe I've done this before. Leave 20 drink bottles outside in winter. That way they'll fill themselves when it rains and you don't have to worry about it.
Productive thought.
What if it doesn't rain during winter? It's usually quite dry in winter.
No, it's not. It rains enough to fill up a couple of drink bottles.
It rains all year round.
Okay, well, sorry, I'll amend it to leave your drink bottles outside all year round.
Plus, when it's -3 in the mornings here in the middle of winter, it'll probably freeze.
No, ice cold water, delish. That's what I look for in a bottle of water.
Okay, I'll give you a tick on that one.
Yes. Is that two ticks now?
I think it's one.
Okay. Productive thought number four, the final productive thought for this morning.
You've already failed. It's already 1 from 3.
Don't bother vacuuming your car ever. Just replace the floor mats every time that it gets dirty.
Productive thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a bit lazy lately. You know what I've started doing?
What?
Instead of vacuuming, you just shake your mats and it looks clean enough if you've got a guest coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Floor mats are the way to my heart.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I mean, your guest ends up having an asthma attack when they get in, but hey, it looks good.
It looks great, Jay. It looks great. And you know what? You're living a productive life if you're doing this. So there you go.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, at the moment, there is some breaking news out of Paris. We have mentioned it already on the show. The Notre Dame Cathedral is burning down. The spire from the top of it, the iconic spire, that has completely fallen off. And the whole building's been gutted by fire.
It's fallen off, has it? That is devastating.
It is. It is. It's such an iconic building.
Because when you think of Paris, what are the two things? If you go tomorrow, the two things you want to see is Notre Dame and the Eiffel Tower.
Exactly.
So this is one of the world's most iconic buildings. So this is devastating news.
Yeah. So we have managed to track down someone who's live on the ground now. Her name's Isabella. She joins us now. Morning, Isabella.
Hi, guys. Anytime.
So tell us, you actually witnessed the cathedral burning down?
Yes, I was actually on my way, just arrived to Paris, and the Notre Dame was the first historical monument we went to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And just as we're walking over the bridge, we started to see the smoke, and we honestly just watched it all unfold right in front of us.
It's sad because it's such an iconic part of not just Paris or France, but the whole world. Everyone knows it. Is it sad to see it in real life as well?
Yes, it was terrible. It was honestly just, we were in disbelief. We couldn't believe we were watching this beautiful building burn down.
Yeah. How long did it take? How long was it on fire for, or is it still burning?
So it's actually nighttime now. You can see in the distance still the red flames burning.
Wow. And why are you guys over there? Are you just holidaying or...?
So I'm studying abroad in Milan and we've just come over to Paris for our spring break. We just arrived.
Oh, good timing / bad timing, I guess. Does anyone know exactly how it caught on fire? Have you spoken to anyone kind of on the scene that has any idea?
No, actually, I haven't really heard any information on the scene. It was more just the police trying to block off roads and escort us away from the Notre Dame. But the media's amazing. We're reading so many articles, but I haven't actually heard how or why it happened.
Yeah, right. And were any of the locals looking distressed and sad? Was anyone crying, could you see?
Honestly, yeah, it's actually heartbreaking standing amongst the locals. Some of them are tearing. It's a very community atmosphere at the moment. There are some people holding in an embrace. Yeah, I cannot explain the feeling right now in Paris. It's very eerie.
Any sign of the hunchback?
Josiah, too soon.
That's my favourite movie. That's why I wanted to see the Notre Dame.
Oh, I'm sorry, Isabella. How's this? This is actually very sad as well, though. There's an article saying there's a chance that the crown of thorns from Jesus Christ that he had to wear on his head, which was one of the world's most precious relics, is inside Notre Dame.
Oh,
there's
God.
Good chance that they think that might have been destroyed. So that would be so devastating as well.
Yeah. Well, Isabella.
Very shocking.
We are thinking of you guys, and I mean, put it this way, you're pretty much the last person to ever see it. So I guess you can rest well knowing that.
Put that on the resume.
Put that in the pool room.
Big moment in history I was part of, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
For sure. All right, well, enjoy the rest of your trip. Thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
No problem, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Joining us now is Ivan. Welcome to the show, Ivan.
Thanks, guys. How's it going?
Oh, we are so excited to see you bust a move on this series of Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, that is what you're known for from Ali's season of The Bachelorette. You're the one who couldn't stop dancing, right?
Yeah, still can't stop.
Do you ever get tired?
No, I'm pretty high energy, so you put on the right song, I can be half asleep and I'll get up and follow for you.
You're a Victorian boy. Whereabouts are you from, mate?
I'm Altona North.
Oh, where? Beautiful. Yeah, we're in the Goulburn Valley at the moment. So, mate, you might need to bring your dancing skills up here.
Oh, guys, stop it too much.
Oh, my goodness. A guest appearance at the deck, you on the dance floor, popping and locking. My goodness. The locals will love it, Ivan.
Yeah. Well, I've got to get paid now, so.
All right. Well, we have no money, so we'll just come and I'll give you a hug. How's that?
Yeah. Payment with hugs, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Are you pumped to go onto the island tonight, mate? You're joining the cast of Bachelor in Paradise. You reckon you're going to find love?
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's such a more a natural setting, and I love the tropics and beach and water. It's just something that I would do anyway. I just can't wait to meet the girls and hopefully fall in love.
I want to take a bet right now, Josiah, with you on how long it'll be before Ivan dances when he enters Batch in Paradise. Is it within the first episode, Ivan?
Yeah, that's probably a good chance, yeah.
No, I guarantee, Ivan, after just looking at your Instagram, you'll be dancing through that front door after you say hi to Osha, or you're going to be dancing up to Osha.
Yeah, before or after Osha, that is the question.
Yeah, when I get excited enough, I can't stop. It's like a little itch.
Have you recovered from Avocado Gate from last series yet, mate?
Yeah, you did try and blend an avocado with its skin on.
Yeah, I think it's going to haunt me for life, guys. I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you still do it?
Blend the avocado whole.
Yeah.
It's actually got more nutrition in the skin and pip. I actually searched it up, to be honest.
Really? Did you need something to defend yourself?
Yeah, I know. What?
Well, there you go. Maybe we should try it.
Yeah. How does it taste?
Oh, look, it wasn't crash hot. You watched it.
Well, I noticed in one of your Instagram videos recently, you are dancing with an avocado. You're blending your two passions in life.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd just do it for the people, it's two things that, I'm known for, so I thought I'd put it together and make a little vid.
Hey, Ivan, out of all the girls on the island, who are you looking forward to spending the most time with?
The ones that, Alicia's pretty cool, Cass and Brit's fun as well, so they're probably this. Oh, and yeah, Rachel, I don't know, I've got to meet them all, I guess.
I saw some photos of you and Tennille, mate. You're hot, she's hot. Could that be an item as well?
Oh, well, she's on my wish list, so, if she's feeling it, we'll see how we go.
How many people have you got on your wish list out of interest?
It's not Christmas, mate.
Three.
Three? Are they all Batch in Paradise contestants?
Two are.
Oh, who's the third out of interest? Randica.
So Tennille, Shannon and Sophie. But,
oh,
yeah.
All right. 'Cause East is,
oh, Sophie, of course.
Yeah.
East is this weekend. On my wish list, I've got, you know, get a Easter egg hunt, get a present from my mum, and then Tennille.
Yeah, my mum called me yesterday and was like, what do you want for Easter? And I was like, Ivan, obviously.
Oh, stop it. That's so cute.
Oh, Ivan, avocado with the skin on, and his dance moves at the deck.
So for Easter, if I come, cookie breakfast, shirt off, dancing. How's that sound?
It depends. Does that breakfast include avocado with the skin on?
It does.
Oh,
it does.
God. All right, I'll give it a crack.
Don't mock it till you try it.
You're right. Yeah. 2019's the year to try new things.
Yeah, you got to explore.
Any inside goss you can give us before we let you go, Ivan? Any little scoops for our show?
You're going to have to watch and see.
So no.
I know that's all you want to hear, guys.
It was worth a try, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Ivan, well, we're very much looking forward to seeing you on Batch in Paradise tonight, 7:30 on Win. Enjoy. I hope you find love and someone to share that avocado skin with.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Dance up a storm, brother. Well done.
I will.
Thanks, bye.
See you, guys.
Josiah and Ellie on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
My girlfriend hasn't spoken to me in 2 days, Ellie, and I need your help.
Oh, Jay. Condolences to you.
Sunday night, we're on FaceTime to each other. Conversation started off quite good. Just, hey, how's your day? Good. How's work? Good. She works Sundays. I don't. Actually, I did on Sunday. Worked at Harvey Norman. Mm. Yep, you too. Yep. And the conversation has nothing to do. Footy was on TV, so I was wanting to wrap up the conversation pretty quick. And one thing I know she hates is something that you also hate.
Yep.
So on FaceTime, I thought it'd be funny to raise my buttocks towards the speaker of my iPhone and drop an absolute beauty to make her laugh. She didn't laugh, though. That's the thing.
Of course she didn't, because it's not a good joke.
Began to yell at me, saying I'm nearly 30 years old and I need to grow up at some stage of my life.
100%.
And being told by a 21-year-old to grow up isn't the best thing in my life.
No, absolutely.
That was Sunday night. She hasn't answered her phone since. Safe to say I'm in the doghouse.
Do you know what? I'm completely on board with her. It's not okay. She's the person that you're supposed to love the most in this world. So why are you doing that in her face, literally?
So what I thought now is, why don't we just give her a call live on the radio and see if she answers? So if I'm going to try and speak to her one more time.
Do you know what? While you're doing it, why not read out her number while you're at it? Just really make her more annoyed.
Get everyone to call her.
I feel like it can't get much worse.
Well, she might be single soon, so the guys in the Golden Valley can have a number.
She's Mia.
Come on, Mia.
Oh my God, is this what it's been like for the last 2 days?
She hates coming on the radio as well, so she knows. She'll see the Shepherd number come up.
You are genuinely going to be single by the end of the day.
Well, you see how many stitch-ups I do on you. Imagine dating me.
I know.
You'd hate. God,
I could actually not think of anything worse.
Nothing flowers can't fix, am I right?
No, there are lots of things flowers
answer.
Can't fix.
She's this not, not going to answer. Should I hang up?
Thanks.
Oh no, we'll give out our number.
Well, safe to say I am in the doghouse, but I thought I may as well bring it on the radio and get some help from the Goulburn Valley. I want to put out the question this morning. Why did your partner stop speaking to you? Was it as immature as something that I did?
Yeah.
Did you do something worse? Yeah. There'd be a lot of reasons why guys or girls that you've done one thing in particular that's made your partner crack it.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Surely Gav's done a couple of things that you've just been like, come on, mate. He's as immature as I am.
Yeah. This is probably giving a bit too much information, but he peed in the shower once.
Oh.
He's going to kill me.
What's
for
wrong
saying
with that?
Because I was in there too.
Oh, okay. And you didn't agree to it?
I was so mad at him. So, so mad. I had to get out and then I didn't speak to him for the rest of the day. It's not okay. Keep your bodily functions to yourselves, boys. That is the moral of the story.
My girlfriend's listening. I just got a text.
Oh, God.
WTF are you talking about? You know exactly. Stop ignoring my calls and call me back, Mia. I don't know why I have to speak through the radio to get to you.
Tell her that her dog, Macy, is going to be sleeping in her bed tonight because the doghouse is reserved for you, my friend.
13, 12, 16, why did your partner stop speaking to you? Help me out, Golden Valley. I need all the help I can get right now.
Let's go to Josie from from Shep. Josie, did you stop speaking to your partner or did your partner stop speaking to you?
He stopped talking to me because I gave him a compliment. Well, at least I thought it was a compliment. Like, I went to, like, pick him up from a night out and I, like, saw this, like, hot guy in the distance. I was like, oh, he's a bit attractive. Turned around, it was my partner. I was like, oh, brilliant. So I told him and he got really, really angry with me because he was like, why are you checking other guys out?
Do you know what? Fair point. Fair point.
You also don't go checking out other people while they're on the sauce because they're extra defensive.
So how long did he not speak to you for?
It was like 3 days. Ooh. And I was like, you need to get over this.
That's a petty fight, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a big one. Was there anyone else around who was hotter than him? At the time, or
I mean, I'm not going to tell him that, yeah. Am I?
Probably best not to admit it on the radio. If there was,
I mean, he feels guilty as if he wasn't checking out girls all night.
Oh,
that's
hey,
what I said.
He is devoted to Josie. I don't know him, but I can tell already, Josiah.
Oh,
so
I don't
stop. Alrighty, thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
Let's move on to James from Tunney. James, when did your partner not speak to you, my friend?
I just moved over to Adelaide. I only knew her for a month and a half, so we spent probably 2 weeks together in total because we lived 800 k's away from each other. So anyway, we're having this little dinner, no one was home, so I was like, oh, stuff it. I'm the type of bloke that I'm in the nud all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm in the nud eating dinner, the missus is looking at me real weird, and so I'm sitting there and I'm squeezing one out to the point where I went and then I was just like, oh, looked at her real weird, and it just all went downhill from there.
So, okay, let's try and put this eloquently. You mean to say that you thought you were pushing out something that Josiah pushed out on FaceTime, as in like a little breath of wind, and instead a little landslide came out instead?
Yeah, it probably sat 2 centimetres tall by about
We don't need details,
James. We don't need the details. Why
did you not know what happened? Was it because were you having a curry for dinner or what was going on?
No, I thought I was safe. I thought I hit the home run.
Oh, God!
And it just happened.
How long did she not speak to you for? Because that's a relationship ending for me.
I don't think she despised of me for doing that. I think she was more in shock that it actually happened, and it happened in front of her, and she didn't eat the rest of her food. And
you would
love
be
the
ex-boyfriend to me, I'm afraid, James, if you did that in front of me. But regardless, thank you for sharing your story this morning. You've put a lot of people up for their breakfasts.
Well, it still smelt like rice.
All right. Again, with the descriptions. Thanks for your call, bud.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday, the whole world was talking about one thing and one thing only.
How good was it, Ellie? Sat in last night with the roommate on the couch at 6 o'clock. Watched the ep.
I didn't. So I don't want to do this little talk break right now about it because I haven't seen it. And I'm guessing quite a few people didn't get a chance to watch it yesterday. It did premiere at 11 a.m. We're talking about Game of Thrones, of course, in case you don't know what this theme song is. A lot of people didn't get to watch it.
Well, 1 billion people, they reckon, around the world were watching the first ever episode. It was the biggest ever debut of a TV show on Foxtel.
Yeah. I know. Cool. Good for them. Well, I unfortunately entered into a pact with my boyfriend and said, we won't watch it until we're together next week. So I'm not allowed to watch it this week.
Okay, I'm going to say a couple of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I've come out and said this on the show. I watch it to stay up to date because everyone talks about it, not because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. It's not great. That's my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Fight me. I was at the park yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
People love this show. They were all talking. There was about 5 people there. They're mm-hmm. with their dogs and they're all talking about how excited they are for tonight and who they think's going to kill who and all
okay.
that. So it's a huge show.
I want to start by saying, before you talk about what happened, don't talk about what happened.
Okay?
Like, don't give any spoilers because people hate no one more than a spoiler.
I'm not going to reveal anything other than this.
Good, because if you do, I'm going to fire off sound effects. If you come close to revealing anything, I've got like that ready to go.
All right, good to go. That's not
no, even... if I need it, I got a dream.
No, just stick to the fart sound effects.
Okay. No.
Now, listen to this, right?
Yeah.
There's only 6 episodes this series,
mm-hmm.
so each one of these has to be out of this world amazing. They've pumped millions and millions of dollars into each episode.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much hype around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Episode 1, I give it a 3 out of 10. It was terrible.
that wasn't a spoiler necessarily. I just thought that, it was a fitting sound effect to play regardless.
So underrated.
3 out of 10.
There was no action.
Is that because the hype was built up so much?
Yeah, but it was just a standard. It was like a filling episode. You know, they have every season of a good series has like one filler episode, and you're like, that was a waste.
Yeah.
They came out with a filler episode.
But did they need that to just reset the scene?
Probably, but who cares? I want action. We want boobs. We want the lot.
Whoa. Do you mean to tell me there was no boobs in this episode?
No, spoiler alert. There definitely was.
No. No spoilers. We met the rules very clear.
So go watch it. It was a bit of a letdown.
Okay.
And Jon Snow dies.
Stop it! No, he doesn't. That's enough. Okay, I'm getting into ads now because this is getting dangerous.
Hit Breakfast
with
Josiah and Ellie.